You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
When have we started berating and putting folks down because their house looked better than ours and drive a better car? Favor ain't fair. God favor whom he chooses. But we are all favored in some form, one way or another. He got you up this morning. That's favor from the Lord. He put food on your table. That is favor from the Lord. The clothes that you wear is favor from the Lord. I don't care what it looked like, it's favor. My success and your success may not look alike, but it's still success, and we can rejoice in the same type of success. Love does not vault itself up or flaunt itself. In other words, love does not show off. Love does not puff itself up or boast. Paul said, love seeks not its own. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not provoke. Love does not think evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquities, injustice, or sin. My brothers and sisters, we are living in a day and a time where we see animosity, strife, bickering, and lying. And nobody dare to stand up to the truth. And we could ask the question, where and when did the world forget about the love of God? I applaud the chaplain of the United States who stood on God's word against senators and House representatives, and he spoke from his heart, challenging the conscience of a civilized society to do what God called him to do. And it challenged each and every one of us in this day, in this time, in this hour, in this very moment, do you love me more than these? Jesus asked the question of the disciple, do you love me more than these? Will you embrace me or will you embrace a man? And so the Lord is speaking to the hearts, the conscience, the character of men today. Who do you believe? I'm baffled. I'm confused. As why somebody could say, don't believe what you see, believe only me. And how could you believe him when 10,000 lies over and over again has been expounded? But he said, believe only me. Do you believe him? Apparently, a board of men did. I don't care if this message is sent by the radio. Somebody has got to tell the truth. Somebody has got to know the truth and know that reality is real. Don't you dare believe anybody who consistently lies to you. Even from the pulpit, don't you dare believe anybody who's lying. Because the Lord said you will reap what you sow. Paul said, love is not rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Hello, America. Love is not short-tempered. Love is not resentful. And I remember as I reflected back, because I have not always been the way I am today. My brother says there was a recording artist. Maybe you remember, and I may be revealing my age bracket, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Yeah, you're in my age. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway recorded Where Is the Love? Look at your neighbor and say, where is the love? It's right here. It's inside of me. And then Paul concluded by saying, love bears all things. Believe all things. Hope all things, endureth all things, and love never ends. So love bears all things. Love covers. It covers and shield or roof of protection to protect. It is not for publishing the faults of a brother. It will put up with the injuries without indulging anger or cherishing revenge. It will be patient with provocation, and it will hold firm. Love provide a shelter that would stand the worst criticism and circumstances. We should all reside under our sheltering love. Love bears all things, fueled by our faith in God. It is essential for developing a Christ-like love, rooted and grounded in the right kind of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith draws us into a covenant relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King. Our faith demonstrated move mountain. Our faith allows rivers to open. Our faith allows for our healing. Our faith allows for our salvation. Our faith is what we need when we enter into a relationship with our Lord. Love hopes all things. It does not give up when others might. It knows that failures are not final. It does not bend to the popular negative opinion. It understands that God can do all things. And it does not give up when situation becomes impossible. It is undying optimism through faith. And an all-powerful God providing hope to the hopeless. Don't give up when the doctor said things are hopeless. Don't you dare give up when the bank turned their back against you. Don't give up when friends turn against you. For the Lord says, I've got you covered and I've got your back. So you've asked the Lord over and over again, don't give up. Because the Lord says, I can do all things. And when you know and you see and you have felt the power of God in your life, and when you know and when you feel his eternal power moving upon you, You will see the manifestation of the work of God working in your life, proving you and promoting you into a higher spiritual level. Love endures all things, though it be mistreated, unappreciated, unreturned, and unmatched. True love remains steadfast. Brother Hinkson, people gonna talk about you. They gonna criticize you, Daryl. They gonna talk about you, Donald. But hang in there. Because a breakthrough is coming. Because love does not insult, neither does it abandon. For when you have your trials, you stay faithful to the Lord. True love remains steadfast. It does not give up. It does not walk away. It may be shaken, but not broken. Because love never fails. It is permanent. It is perpetual grace. It always overcomes. It always win out in the end. While other worldly gifts and possession will someday lose its luster, only love will always persevere and reside within us, even into heaven. And now, the Lord says, John said, I saw a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, and a new you. My brothers and sisters, God revealed his love through his son Jesus Christ, who came over 42 generations, who demonstrated the agape love of God the Father Almighty. No better way to reveal himself to the world was than through his son. And when his son came here, Brother Hurst, they didn't recognize him, Brother Lyons. They didn't recognize him because men would rather believe a lie than the truth. And he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Is there anybody in the house who believed in him, who have become the sons of God? And when you have become the sons of God, you are heaven bound. No matter what you've done in this life, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Is he drawing you today? Though your sin be as scarlet, he said, I will wash them as white as snow. But you don't know my story. But the Lord, who is omniscient, who knows all things, he knows the beginning from the end. He knows your shortcoming as well as your frailty. He knows your success as well as your failure. And the Lord says, I will love you with an everlasting love. And if you've been bought with a price, if you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you can shout glory, hallelujah, for our Lord, our God, and our King, who is worthy of all praise, who is worthy of all honor, who is worthy of all glory. And Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for the blessedness of your Son, who came and showed us a way that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And we thank you, O Lord, for this glorious day, for your love lifted me. And I praise you. I honor you. I magnify your name. For you are worthy, O Lord, of all praise. You are worthy, O Lord, of all glory. You are worthy, O Lord. For we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. For this is our story, and this is our song. praising my Savior all the day long.